Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It is the extra yard, part of the 3 yards per carry show, Five Reasons Sports Network. Alex Dono alongside former Miami Dolphin Troy Stradford. Troy, I was off last week on vacation. You were doing who knows what, but I don't know if you enjoyed the extra week off. I sure did.
What did I do? Nothing, just relax. You know, son came over, cousin came over, so we just had a nice little cookout, grill out, watched some basketball, and enjoyed the weekend.
Yeah, I was.
So where'd you go?
I was in Southern California with my family. Usually really nice weather out there, Troy, but the first 2 days I was out there, pouring rain, and then the whole time I was out there, it was like 40 degrees in SoCal, and in March, like, I don't know what was going on. I felt like I was in Alaska. Like, it was crazy what was going on out there.
How did you end up selecting Southern California? Are you a wine drinker or something? Like, your wife is a wine drinker?
We wanted to go somewhere kind of far away, but not that far away. For my
not
son.
That far away. You went across the country.
Here's the thing. My son had never flown before, and at some point, maybe next summer, we want to take him to Italy, and that's like a 9-hour flight, right? So we wanted to do something like, you know, 5-hour flight, which is what it is out there, see how he would do, you know, see some sights, see some movie sets and stuff. And man, I'm glad I don't live out there, because I was looking at the gas pumps, Troy. It's like $5.20 a gallon for regular out there in Cal. Yeah, I'm fine right where I am in Florida. Nice place to visit, SoCal. I could do without the cost of living and the traffic out there. Traffic's bad here, worse out there. So I'm good where I'm at, but it's nice to go see some different things.
I haven't been to the West Coast in quite a while, and I don't anticipate myself going out there anytime soon. I don't see any reason why, but who knows? We'll see what happens.
Yeah. You never know what life is going to throw at you. This is not that surprising, given we've known that the relationship between Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens has been strained for years, really. You know, he's been negotiating that new contract. He's got, you know, some dude who's like an unauthorized agent that's been reaching out to teams trying to negotiate. I know the NFL wasn't too happy about that. And Action Jackson, he announced on his Twitter that he has requested or demanded a trade from the Baltimore Ravens, talked about how their contract offer does not meet his value. And depending on what that offer is, I probably agree with him, given what Deshaun Watson just got, who, you know, with all the outside football issues that he has, Lamar doesn't have any of that. And he's a former league MVP. So I can believe it. And honestly, Troy, this is one of those things where I believe this situation has been poorly handled by both sides, probably more so by the Baltimore Ravens, because if you can't find a way to take care of your franchise quarterback who wants to be there, like his preference would be to, you know, probably spend his entire career in Baltimore. If you can't find a way to make that work, I'd probably put more blame on the franchise. But then on Lamar's side, you know, feel free to have some professional representation. Like, I mean, having like family members and friends handle a pretty important, serious negotiation for you, I don't think it's helped them one bit. So I think there's been mistakes on his side, but probably even more so on the Ravens side.
You know, I look at players who represent themselves and they want to go in and do their contracts. And I mean, I pat them on the back for going through that. I don't want to be at the table sitting down, trying to negotiate a contract, because from the ownership side, the team side, you're going to hear a lot of things that they believe about you, like really believe about you. Bad things that you're going to hear, like your agent is the person that hears all of that stuff. And most of the time, he doesn't pass it on to you, but that's fine. As long as I don't hear it, it doesn't bother me. But to have to go in there and sit down and negotiate that way, I don't like it. I wouldn't do it. But again, I pat him on the back for feeling like he could sit there and negotiate his own contract. I just know that the history of the Baltimore Ravens, correct, is I'm not going to say they're cheap. I'm just going to say that they're not known for doling out the big, big, big dollars to get players in. They've been successful in the draft. The GM has been a very good guy in bringing in the right talent that works.
Right.
And I'm not going to say on the cheap because they got to pay money. But in this situation here, I'm looking at the effect of how other players, free agent players, look at the Baltimore Ravens organization and say, I really don't know if I want to go there because they're not known for paying their players the top dollars. Now, Lamar Jackson, outstanding talent. He has injury issues as well. Now, going back to last year, I don't know. Okay, I don't know if he was 100% not able to play. I think part of it may have been, him leveraging his talent. He's like, I'm not going to put myself out there. But you could bet if they had signed him last season, he would have been playing those last five games of the season for the Baltimore Ravens. That's the way I look at it. And I just see that as a marriage that's going apart. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a team that puts something together that the Baltimore Ravens like and Lamar Jackson ends up somewhere else.
Well, he's on that franchise tag, so two first-round picks would get it done. There is – some people would argue
–
yeah, some people would argue there's more than one Miami Dolphins tie-in here. Now, I'm not expecting the Dolphins to go all in for Jackson. I don't think he's going to be a Miami Dolphin, but there is another Dolphins tie-in here because new Dolphins safety and former Raven, former Lamar Jackson teammate, Deshaun Elliott, when the news came out that Jackson had requested a trade and it was tweeted out by ESPN, Deshaun Elliott, who's with the Dolphins now, quote, tweeted the ESPN tweet with the hashtag come to the Dolphins. And then minutes later, that tweet was deleted. what do you think happened there, Troy? How fast do you think his phone was ringing from the Dolphins?
Immediately. Like, you can't do that. You just got here.
Yeah.
We have our own quarterback here. You're dissing him right now. You're not showing support for Tua. I understand that you love Lamar, but you have that conversation with your buddies, when you have your little get together, but do not put that on social media. Do not go public with that, okay? Like, keep everything relatively smoothly operating down here for the Miami Dolphins and let us get through this thing.
And
you,
Troy,
can't do that.
Yeah, and obviously, like, when you played, there was no Twitter. Was there any equivalent back then? Like, maybe somebody on your team, like, made a comment to a newspaper reporter you shouldn't have said, and you get pulled aside. Did you ever have a situation like that?
We had a guy by the name of Stu Weinstein, right? Great guy.
Yep.
And Stu, I don't know how he did it, but back then, no social media. Whatever you did as a player, and I don't care who you were, if something happened at night, he knew about it that morning.
Wow.
And your phone would ring. You're like, how the hell did he, how does he know that? But I'm telling you, Stu had, times were different, right? But Stu had phone numbers of all the police officers, stations, and stuff like that. Anything went down, Stu knew about it, and Stu was calling right away. So I was like, okay, I need to be a little more careful here.
And you know, in the case of what Deshaun Elliott tweeted, the hashtag come to the Dolphins for Lamar Jackson, I don't think he meant anything negative towards Tua by it. I think it was just a complete lack of judgment and filter, right? Because he and Lamar Jackson are probably tight, and you know, he probably just, his immediate impulse was, oh, my friend who's also a really good quarterback wants to get traded away from where he is. Why don't you come? It's nice weather down here in South Florida. Right. Why don't you come join?
Right.
I just don't think he thought it through. Like, no filter, just quickly tweeted it out. He probably realized, oh, man, as soon as that phone was ringing and he saw, you know, a 305 number, like Dolphins PR, yeah, you know, come up on his
whoever phone. Whoever that yeah. point person is, down, yeah. Denver, get down. Sorry about that. Whenever that phone rang, he was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
He I'm probably realized here. It
right away. Like, oh, I he shouldn't probably have
did.
That.
He probably did. And, you know, shame on him. Yeah. You know.
And he Shame was like, he deleted that tweet pretty quickly, but he even said it, like, he made some jokes about his mentions because Troy, he was getting shredded by the Tua fans and the Dolphin fans out there.
Really?
He was getting Good. Ripped to shreds in the comments. Oh, man.
Way to make friends coming to town, right?
He better produce on the field.
Hey, he better play well. Otherwise, he will be enemy number one for the Miami Dolphin fans.
Yeah, so I don't think he meant anything by it, but he did learn a hard lesson. And I hope you guys learn a fun lesson and you win some money on Prize Picks. PrizePicks.com, proud supporter of the 5 Reasons Sports Network, the extra yard and 3 yards per carry. You know, Troy, I was telling you off the air, I was, I kept traveling the last week. It's like every time I was in a different state, I had bonus cash on Prize Picks. Like, I was in California, then I was flying over Texas using Prize Picks on my phone. That in-flight Wi-Fi, not every flight has it for free, which sucks when they don't. But when you get that free in-flight Wi-Fi, Troy, I was flying during the Final Four or the Elite Eight games yesterday. And, you know, I was making Prize Pick selections from 30,000 feet. And you know, I was like over Texas, and for some reason I got $25 bonus because I logged in from Texas for the first time, and it was fantastic. Like, Prize Picks is the greatest thing ever. It's completely legal in Florida and in most states in the United States. I can verify it's also legal in California where I used it.
Okay.
Texas apparently where I also used it. And you know, there's nothing shady about it. Very easy to withdraw your money, very easy to deposit your money, withdraw those winnings, I should say. So Prize Picks, it combines my love for daily fantasy and for parlay. You can go cross sport. Like, you can make selections of NBA players, college basketball players, hockey players. You can mix and match your selections, select 2, 3, 4, or 5 players, and just predict if they're going to go over or under their stat projections. And if you get all your predictions right, you win real money. And then you're going to be enjoying those winnings. You'll be making it rain the way that Troy does around town because he's winning all that money. So all you have to do, if you want to get our bonus, is we give you a bonus just for signing up. When you create your account and you make your first deposit at prizepicks.com or the Prize Picks mobile app, use our code 5. That's FIVE. Use our code 5, and they're going to double your first deposit up to $100. You deposit $100, they're going to give you $100 in bonus cash. Or apparently, if you're flying over Texas, you might just have 25 reward dollars just magically appear in your account. So you want to check it out. Win money, prizepicks.com or the Prize Picks mobile app with our code 5. Prize Picks truly is daily fantasy made easy. So, Troy, I was looking through this Sports Illustrated prediction piece on where Lamar Jackson is going to end up. Most likely, he's not going anywhere, at least not yet, because he did slap a tag on him. You know, John Harbaugh spoke to the media today, and he's still, you know, he's saying all the right things about how much he loves Lamar and how that's his quarterback and how they're building around him. So the Ravens don't have to trade him. I mean, they may just decide, we don't necessarily want to keep an unhappy player here, so let's facilitate a deal. I think that's what Jackson is trying to nudge them in that direction by complaining and announcing on Twitter that he's asked for a trade. But the Ravens don't have to deal him. Some of the other teams they mention as possibilities for him, if not Baltimore, maybe the Indianapolis Colts, who would probably wait until after the draft to try and make the trade because they're not going to want to give up the 4th overall pick this year. You'd want to give up 2 future first round picks, not the one from this year when you draft that high. Washington Commanders also mentioned, New England Patriots. Oh, Troy, you talk about the quarterbacks in this division. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Aaron Rodgers, if that deal ever gets done? Josh Allen, Tua, who of course is the best of all of them, and Lamar Jackson. Can you imagine that in one division?
That would be insane. All of a sudden, the AFC East is like, you know, the top of the mountain when it comes to any of the other conferences, divisions, whatever you want to say. I just look at it this way. I believe that it can't work if he doesn't get what he wants. And he has his feet in the sand right now saying, this is what I want. And so I don't know what they could give him less than what he's asking for, where he's going to say, okay, I'll take that, when he knows that he has a lot of leverage, where he knows that he could go to another team eventually, where he knows that he's still young, prime in his career. Yes, he has the injury bug that, you know, he has with the style of play that he has. But again, I think he plays for the Ravens this year. He's under the franchise tag. And I think as this season goes along, if something wrong happens to Tua, the Miami Dolphins will do whatever it takes to bring him back home and be the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, because the Miami Dolphins are built to win now. So we had a horrible year last year.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Injury-wise with the quarterback, too. If it happens again this year, there is no more year after that. Now you have to go, we got to take care of the organization. And right now, what we have put together, we're ready to win right now. So what do you want, Lamar? And Lamar, if you ask me, he'd probably take a little bit less to play and come back home. He's from Pompano. We all know that. And there's nothing like coming back home to play. So I think it's very interesting. Now, the Patriots, they scare me because, you know, Bill Belichick and company, they get things done up there as well. I thought I heard the Texans somewhere, but I just think I know he's going to be with the Ravens this year.
Yeah.
The question to me is, where will he be next year?
And I wonder, and obviously I want the Dolphins to make a deep playoff run with Tua, win a Super Bowl with Tua this year, because we saw what he can do with this offense last year. And the Dolphins on paper have only gotten better, right? I mean, you've added some key pieces, and you've added Vic Fangio to coach up your defense, which was a little problematic last year. Shouldn't be problematic again under Fangio. And you acquired Jalen Ramsey, which is one of the biggest offseason deals to this point. So the Dolphins are getting better on paper. You know, I know I'm going to get bashed even for bringing this up, but if Tua does miss a little bit of time this coming season, I wonder what the narrative's going to be like, because it seems to change depending on which way the wind blows, Troy, because when Tua was suffering those concussions last year, I can even remember like some of the really, really big Tua fans were even like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if we can invest in this guy. And then the season ends, few weeks go by, and everyone's like, all in, he's going to be fine. He'll never suffer another concussion again. It's like, I don't know, that time like heals all wounds. And I think a lot of people forgot that that was an issue for him last year, and they're fully all in this year. I'm very cautiously optimistic, right? I mean, a very, very long offseason for him, you know, missing about, you know, the last, several weeks of the season last year, a lot of time for him to recover, to get right. He's learning the judo, so he's figuring out how to fall properly and all that stuff, you know, whatever he's got going on. So I am cautiously optimistic, but, you know, if he does miss a handful of games next year, that puts the Dolphins organization in a really tough spot to figure out how they approach the quarterback position.
Absolutely. They have to go out and find someone, because I'll say it again. The team, It's not in rebuilding mode. The team is built. You said it. They've gotten better on paper this offseason. The Jets, once they get Aaron Rodgers, you can sit there and say, the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets, two of the most active teams here in the offseason that have changed and gotten better in areas where they needed help, where they had shortcomings last year. So the Miami Dolphins, if something was to go wrong with Tua next year, I don't know, he's been hurt every year of his career, going back to college, right? So that's probably the last 4 years.
5 years, actually, yeah.
5 years, okay. Yeah. So he's been injured the last 5 years. If you get injured in year six, I'm sorry, you got to turn the page as a franchise, and the fans will get over it. You know, you'll be sore about it in the beginning. But eventually, you're a fan of that team, and think of all the quarterbacks and other players that you love for the Miami Dolphins that are no longer here, that were shipped off somewhere, that couldn't play anymore. You turned the page, and you started loving that new shiny toy that came into the building, and you started playing with him. So this is a crucial year for Tua. And I'm not talking just concussions. I'm talking injuries. Because you just said it. Last 5 years, he has missed significant time on every team that he was on. Alabama, Miami Dolphins. If it happens a sixth year, what? Something's going to change in year seven? Yeah. Year eight? You can't do that. And then that's when you go, beep, 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 beep. You back up that truck and you give Lamar Jackson whatever he wants.
Yeah, and like, and you're hitting the nail on the head. I think that there is a close to 0% chance this year that Tua isn't your starting quarterback. Like the Dolphins, they're not bringing Tom Brady out of retirement. You know, they're not going to make a deal right now for Lamar Jackson. Like, Tua is going to be their quarterback this year, you know, no matter what the national media might tell you. And, you know, Mike McDaniel, who spoke this week, is pretty bullish on Tua's recovery from the concussions. He was interviewed by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, and he said on Tua, he's doing great. He's had a really good offseason with his family and training and positioning himself to feel good moving forward. He's very healthy, vibrant, and I can see a hunger in him that I'm excited to watch play out. He says he's a younger player and he's very honest and candid, but it also gives me a barometer. He was doing a lot. He's got a lot of room to grow. Let's just say that he did an unbelievable job being able to lead an offense in year one. That's a new language. This is his first year where he's going to have continued offense, play caller and position coach. So there you go.
He's going to be so much better running that offense. All of them. Just think about it.
Yeah.
All of those guys, that, like you said, it was key what he said in that statement there. First year offense. Now they know the little ins and outs, and it should work even better, more smoothly next year offensively for the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins have gotten better defensively on paper. Yes, we still have to see if the guys are going to be healthy and they could go out there and still perform at the level that at which they have been performing throughout their careers. But the Miami Dolphins, I'll say it again, Donald, they are built to win now.
Yeah.
Now. Like, we shouldn't be surprised. Last year, you go back when the Miami Dolphins were clicking, midseason, right? I wasn't worried about them playing any team in the National Football League. I don't care. I don't care who, Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm like, they can play with anybody. You just got to stay healthy. And that's going to be the key for the Miami Dolphins. And it all starts with Tua.
So for a team that's built to win now, where do you draw the line for what's a successful season and what's not? Like, do they have to win at least one playoff game? Like, you can't go out in the wild card.
That's a given.
Yeah.
They got to win one. Before that, you would like to see them win the AFC East. Mm. And again, I'll say it. I hope the AFC East gets Aaron Rodgers. I hope the Buffalo Bills are on top of their game. I just hope that everything in the AFC East is set up where you know every week you got a damn good game that you're about to play. And that just makes you sharper. it eliminates some of the nonsense, some of the boredom. Like, football season's long. And it gets a little boring at times. And you can lose focus, believe it or not. But if it's stacked like that, and every week they know they have an opponent that they got to be at the best, at their best playing football, I want to see that. But the Miami Dolphins should start with my wishes and looking at them. They got to win the AFC East. Denver, I'm doing the show, buddy.
I thought, didn't you send Denver to obedient school or something?
Yes, I did.
Didn't work? Didn't take?
No. Actually, he's pretty good. You see, this first time.
He has been pretty good. I'm just giving you a hard time.
But the Miami Dolphins are built to win that. Denver, all right. Time out. Place. Go. Place. Go. Place.
Oh, he sees being good. Look at that. That's he's more obedient than my child. Can I send my child to the same obedience school?
Actually, we sent him to it's an individual. He trains canines for police departments.
Oh, those are probably the best trainers out there, yeah.
He ain't listening now.
Is Denver well trained enough? Like, could you use him as a service dog? Like, you could be one of those people out there who's like, you know what? I feel like taking my dog everywhere.
Not yet, but because he still gets too excited, like when people come over. So, you know, service dogs, they got to be zeroed in all the time. They can't go jumping and bothering someone. He wants to have fun with everyone that walks in. So he's not there yet, but he does have the qualities of that. He's very alert to everything that goes on. And one day he'll get there. One day he'll get there.
Pretty soon Denver is going to be so well trained, he's going to be able to sign himself up at betteredge.com. So this is you can see the screen here. When you log on to the URL that I'm on, there is betteredge.com/5reasons, you're going to be able to sign up and claim a $20 gift in free play money. So what is betteredge.com? BETTOR edge.com. It's an amazing, basically a life hack, because you can bet on sports even in a state like Florida, where technically sports betting, at least the books and the bookies, are not fully legal and regulated yet. BetterEdge.com is fully legal in the state of Florida because it's a social platform. There's no casino. There's no house. You're actually betting against other people on the website. So that's how they're able to get around what I think are, you know, ridiculous laws or lack of regulation down here, where you can't use a sports book. But you know what? BetterEdge.com is kind of better, because you're not paying the house. Like, you're not having to go, you know, minus 115 or minus 110 to get the action you want. There's no juice. There's no hidden fees. You're just betting straight up against other people on the website. If you haven't tried it out, I highly recommend it. And you can get the lines you want at Better Edge. I think my Hurricanes basketball team, who has been doubted all the way to the Final Four, nobody thinks they're ever going to win. They're, I think, 5.5-point underdogs against UConn in the Final Four this weekend. So, you know, whether you want to bet Miami +5.5 or +10 or just straight up, you can find the odds you want betting against other people at betteredge.com. So check it out. Sign up with our special URL, betteredge.com/5reasons, and they're going to give you a $20 gift just for signing up. So it's definitely worth a try. Troy Stratford, go ahead.
Let me just touch on your Hurricanes basketball right now.
Please, real by quick, all means.
Quickly.
What a team.
First time I've seen them play this year is during the tournament. I love the way that they play basketball. And I just find it very interesting because, yes, they got good baseball, very good baseball, UM. Decent basketball, have gotten better over the years. But they're known as a football team, a football school. University, right?
Yeah.
I would love to see that basketball team win it all before their football team, and they get the respect that they deserve. They will deserve at that point.
Yeah.
And that would just be incredible. And it's a completion of everything that they have going on down there. I believe that Mario will get things together when it comes to that football team. Baseball is always strong at University of Miami. And all of a sudden, we're talking basketball? Like, yeah, the Canes are damn good. So good luck to the Canes.
Thank you. And Jim Larrañaga is just incredible because I've seen him for like the last like 12 or 13 years he's been at Miami. I have seen Coach L get the best out of fast teams, slow teams, big teams, undermanned teams. Like, they made an Elite Eight run last year. They had like seven guys in the rotation most of the season last year because they just had a really, really thin roster. They had injury issues. And then this year, he's got a really small but really athletic team, right, where usually their quote-unquote big man is 6'7", Norchad Omier, and he's guarding seven-footers. Jordan Miller is guarding seven-footers, and he's not anywhere close to 7 feet. So, you know, he's able to always, like, maximize his team's strengths, and it's amazing how adaptable he is. And, yeah, listen, Troy, I'm seeing – the temperature is going way up with the fan base because, like, a couple months ago, obviously, you know, way before the NCAA tournament, even before the ACC tournament, when they were winning and they were doing really, really well, they were on their way to winning the ACC. Like, I host Locked On Canes every day. And if in February I tried to do a basketball episode, like, you know, very few people were interested in it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now I do a basketball episode, like, thousands of people want to watch it and listen to it. So, you know, the temperature is going way, way up, and Miami deserves it. Right. I mean, they're
good for them. You know,
hardworking players.
Where is the Final Four taking place, by the way?
Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to go?
I hope FAU goes. That would be incredible. To see.
What a fun fight. Because FAU,
bigger?
Probably FAU,
right?
Probably FAU. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you're asking me, I'd say Miami. Screw FAU. But you know what? You know, I would love, like, if Miami doesn't win the tournament, FAU obviously would be my second choice because it would be an amazing story. And I'm a South Floridian, so I'm proud. I'm proud that they've gotten this far. Like, can you imagine a Miami versus FAU final? Like, all the blue blood college basketball fans would be so angry that that's what they're getting.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it would be fantastic.
I think it would be one of the lowest rated television watch finals if it was those two schools. But in the state of Florida, it'd be like by everyone because that would be just like incredible. So
that would be hilarious. All right. So we will wrap it up on that note. Huge thank you to former Miami Dolphin Troy Stradford for taking the time. Huge thank you to 3 Yards Per Carry, Alf, Simon, and Chris, who are nice enough to share their audio platform with us. You can listen to 3 Yards Per Carry, or you can listen to The Extra Yard on the 3 Yards Per Carry feed. So if you want to hear the audio version, that's where you can find it. And of course, Ethan and the great folks at the 5 Reasons Sports Network, thank you for hosting us on your YouTube channel. We will talk to you again probably later this week on another episode of The Extra Yard, part of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. See ya.
See ya.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.